True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Corey Staley joins us now, economist at Indeed, 7:15 on this Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving. Morning, Corey. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning.
You all ready? You all ready for Thanksgiving?
I am all ready for Thanksgiving, getting geared up.
I'm doing a survey among the listeners here just because, you know, we're running a little loose this morning and killing some time. Tell me, pardon me, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving thing that you look forward to eating every year?
I was going to say, my mom makes some of the best cranberry sauce.
Really?
Just homemade cranberry sauce, and yeah, I look forward to it every year.
There you go, mom's homemade cranberry sauce. I'm putting you on the list. Let's talk about job reports, and what are we looking at in terms of seasonal job hiring, Corey?
Yeah, so I mean, overall, jobs reports, you know, what we're seeing is that things are still doing okay in the labor market. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. But by and large, you know, things are still holding up right now. We're seeing that there are slightly more seasonal job opportunities than last year available. But if we look at kind of the longer context and timeline, we actually see that there's fewer opportunities than there were a couple of years ago. So kind of a mix. A little more than last year, but quite a bit less than we saw a couple of years ago.
I always wondered why seasonal job opportunities were even measurable, because it just seems like a temporary thing. Or do you measure them because they lead to permanent jobs, or it boosts the economy temporarily? Take me through that, Corey.
Yeah, so I was going to say there's kind of two pieces to it. Yes, like oftentimes they'll lead to permanent jobs. You know, people will get into these jobs and then they'll stick around with those companies. So it can be kind of a little less of a conventional pathway into a job. But we also measure them too, because they tell us a lot about how businesses are feeling going into the holidays, right? If they feel like people are going to spend money, that's a good thing for the economy, and businesses, you know, can kind of signal that based on how many people they're hiring. So it can tell us something about how businesses are feeling, where the economy is at in the holiday season. So again, we're seeing that right now businesses are feeling, you know, roughly on par with where they were last year, but maybe not quite as good as they were feeling a couple of years ago. And obviously, a lot of uncertainty and tariffs and other things might be part of playing into that a little bit as well.
How has that changed from year to year in terms of, not year to year, but I guess decade to decade? Because, you know, back in the 80s, people would go to the mall and do the whole Black Friday thing, and they would put on retail people, and then they'd have the B-roll on TV of registers ringing and people in line and so forth. Has that changed with online shopping, and have the jobs as a result of that changed as well?
Yeah, that has certainly changed, right? If we look at the types of seasonal jobs that are available, you know, it's still, you know, predominantly retail jobs. You know, we see that about 2/3 of jobs every year in this seasonal category are retail. And so still some of the kind of top job titles are going to be related to, you know, in-person retail, but we're seeing that that has been shifting, right, over the years with the rise of online shopping. You know, so we're seeing a lot more driving jobs and warehouse jobs. And even as we look at last year to this year, we do see that there's been a pretty noticeable uptick. Retail jobs seasonal retail jobs mm-hmm. are pretty much flat from where they were last year. But there's actually about twice as many, a little over twice as many driving jobs as there were last year. So we're seeing.
When you're talking about actual retail, behind the wheel, yeah. You're not saying the verb driving, or at least the active verb. What am I trying? You're talking about literal driving here, is what you're saying, right? Not something
literal driving
either, something
yeah.
up. This literal driving. Okay, I just want to clear that up. Go
yeah,
ahead.
These are people, you know, yeah, either driving loads of things or, you know, people who are, you know, jumping in a truck and dropping off deliveries at people's houses.
When it comes to benefits, do these jobs have any benefits or is it just like contract work?
A lot of them do have benefits. I mean, these are, you know, big companies oftentimes that hire for these types of roles. So they'll often give you like some, you know, short term type of benefits. But again, because they are, you know, typically jobs that are intended on the surface to last for a couple months, you know, they can also, you know, some employers do opt to just maybe pay a little bit more, not offer the benefits up front, which, you know, obviously for somebody who this is their main job or they're trying to get into the labor market, can be challenging, but there are also a lot of people we see who take these jobs as a second job. You know, they might already have benefits from a first job, and they're taking these types of seasonal jobs to make ends meet or to bring in a little extra cash for a Christmas present.
Where are the most seasonable jobs? I'll get it out. Why do I say seasonable? I think I'm thinking about Thanksgiving dinner is what I'm thinking about, seasoning that turkey.
I think we all are, yeah.
Where are the most seasonal job opportunities presenting themselves?
Yeah, so again, right now what we're seeing is, you know, overall retail is still pretty strong. And I mean, the good thing with retail is if you think geographically, you know, retail is something that, you know, is pretty ubiquitous, right? It's something that we see kind of all over the country. You know, so these seasonal jobs aren't necessarily concentrated in like one area of the country. You know, they're spread throughout retail, they're spread throughout driving. You know, because a lot of these companies who are delivering online purchases need to be able to reach every community, right? So it's something that, you know, presents a lot more opportunity. You know, it's not like tech jobs being, you know, more focused in like certain cities in the U.S. It's something that, you know, definitely ranges out and, you know, is available to people kind of all over the country.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Corey Staley, economist at Indeed, about seasonable job hiring looking better than in previous years in some areas, flat in others. We'll also talk about the state of the job market in general. If you have any questions or comments at Oakman Art Jeweler, talking text lines wide open, 504-260-1870. Text them in, and I'll pass them along when we return. Traffic now on
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
WWL. Hi, 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Corey Staley, economist at Indeed. Corey, beyond seasonal hiring, what has stood out to you in the job market in recent months?
Again, in recent months, we've seen that, you know, things have mostly held up, but we are seeing that the labor market is starting to slow down and add fewer jobs than it did. If we actually look at how many jobs we've added so far this year compared to previous years, we see that this has actually been off to one of the worst starts since COVID, obviously, but I mean, that was a different time. But then before that, we're off the worst start since 2010. But I think the important thing here is that what it means to have a good economy is rapidly changing, right? We're starting to see with a lot of immigration changes that a good jobs report and a good number of jobs being added, you know, is rapidly changing. We're trying to figure out exactly, you know, what the right number of jobs is now. You know, traditionally the rule of thumb has been we need to create 100,000 jobs a month. That number is starting to kind of come down because we're seeing that the pool of people working is starting to shrink.
So here's my question as far as that goes, and it is, if you have X amount of people that are here illegally doing jobs and then you round them up and you deport them, then who, from the job standpoint, takes those jobs, and are they going to take those jobs at the rate that was being paid to the people that were here illegally? And if the answer is no, well, then who's going to wind up paying the extra, the difference? And if the answer is yes, well, then why were illegals having the jobs in the first place? Am I overthinking this or not?
No, I mean, I think that's an interesting question, way to think about it. I mean, overall, I mean, obviously, a lot of the migrant workers, you know, play a pretty significant part of the U.S. economy. If we look, and we're not talking about just, you know, illegal workers, you know, we also look at a lot of people who, you know, are here legally as well that contribute. It's about 20% of the U.S. workforce is foreign born.
Corey, I was talking about the ones that are here that aren't going to be here anymore.
Yeah. And the ones that are, you know, maybe leaving as well. I mean, it's been certainly, you know, they play a major role in a lot of the different industries. And, you know, so, yeah, there are some jobs that maybe will be a little bit more difficult to fill. And I think the big overarching thing here is if we look at what's going on, you know, even outside of this discussion of immigration, you know, we see that we have like an aging population and the pool of workers, even, you know, domestic workers, is shrinking because people are just getting older. Fewer people are aging into the labor force. And I think that's creating a really difficult situation where, you know, businesses in the long run, you know, in the next few years, next decades, are going to have, you know, more of a challenge, you know, finding workers, right? Whether it be, you know, people coming from abroad or whether it's, you know, people even here at home. So in the short term, yeah, like, I mean, there maybe we could figure some things out, but I mean, we're definitely facing some challenges in filling in for workers as, you know, baby boomers age out and fewer younger people age in.
Any final thoughts?
No, I think overall, you know, again, what we're seeing is, you know, the labor market's still holding up a little bit slower than it was a couple years ago. But again, you know, we're seeing that businesses are still feeling pretty good as they head into seasonal and head into the holiday season.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving and have some of that cranberry sauce for me, okay?
Oh, you know it. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you, sir. Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU search for next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and social. Plus, listen to Sports Talk every weekday at 4 for up-to-the-minute reports from LSU insiders and expert analysis. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWL. We'll come back and talk about diabetes right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, one Dave Cohen.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.